Sunday morning. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I am Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and wow, it's going to be quite a show because I have no idea what's going to come out of her mouth this morning.
Do you ever? Do you ever? That's the thing. But I think we've got an interesting show today, and we've got a lot to tell our listeners about.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited, actually. I'm really, really excited because March 21st, for those of you who don't know, is World Down Syndrome Day. And World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st, because get it? 3, 2, 1, 21st chromosome.
Okay.
Anyway, so years ago when we first started Down Country, we weren't ever able to do a World Down Syndrome Day celebration. Yeah, because Rhinestones and Rodeo, which is our major fundraiser, was always too close to it. And anyway, we moved the day to Rhinestones and Rodeo. And so last year, we got to do our first soft launch of a World Down Syndrome Day celebration. And last year, we worked with the wonderful April Azote, who owns Lazote Lounge in Hannibal, Missouri.
I love that place.
I know. It's wonderful. And so is she. She really has a gift of the heart, and she is wonderful to work with. And she handles all the food, and she let us use it for World Down Syndrome Day. And last year, we awarded our three schools our Every Child Award, which was really exciting and a lot of fun.
It was fun.
But this year, we're blowing the roof off the place. I'm so excited to invite all of our listeners to join Down Country in celebrating World Down Syndrome Day on March 21st for our very first annual Cocktails, Canvases, and Chromosomes. Ba-da!
Oh, Kate.
Yes. Well, it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And it is a fabulous name. I'm just laughing because you are spot on. It's today you've got it all coming out. And I love it. I love it. No, this is going to be a blast. And let's talk about exactly what people are going to see when they come in.
Well, so we have four teams of celebrity artists and self-advocate artists in our Create Abration for World Down Syndrome Day. And so you're going to have team one, which is a local celebrity artist. Dun, dun, dun. Shh.
We're not telling.
We aren't telling.
It's a surprise. You've got to show up.
And then one of our fantastic self-advocates. And then we will have team two, which is a local celebrity artist and a self-advocate, and they will have a tip jar between the two of them. Each will have their own canvas, and then you have teams three and four, same makeup. And so while we eat and watch them create and munch and mingle around, they will be creating their art, and the winner will win a really amazing surprise. I'd tell you, but I'd ruin the surprise. Anyway, it may or may not involve something to do with the National Down Syndrome Congress and Rhinestones and Rodeo. So, anyway, as well as probably some little surprises from Lazote and, oh, did I mention Hannibal Arts Council? So we're very excited about this.
We've got a lot of things going on here that night.
And we will announce the winning teams at 7 p.m. that evening. But the art is all going to get donated to the Gallery of the Stars.
Awesome. And I guess you're waiting for me to say, Kate, what is the Gallery of the Stars?
I
missed my mark.
That.
I missed my
Holy
cue.
Smokes. I am waiting for you to say, what is the Gallery
so Kate,
of the Stars?
What is the Gallery of the Stars?
So this is new this year. The National Down Syndrome Congress has decided that they're going to do art submissions for the National Convention. And I'm totally excited because they have the Atlanta Art Council who will be judging the art and choosing the pieces that will go in to this Gallery of the Stars. So that's super exciting. So all of the artwork that we're creating will be donated to the National Down Syndrome Congress for this Gallery of the Stars and will be judged nationally.
So is this similar to what we do at Rhinestones and Rodeo?
I would say it's a little bit different. Hannibal Arts Council judges mm-hmm. our artwork. And that's how our 25 pieces are selected. Right. However, in this case, it's going to be people from all over the country. So
it's just, it is, but it's just on a larger scale.
It's on a larger
scale. Gotcha.
And we're really excited because I'm excited to have the Tri-States. I think our local artists are amazing.
We have some fabulous artists. When you see the art that comes through on Rhinestones and Rodeo, it really blows my mind.
Yeah, so I like it because it's giving a voice to our self-advocates and our families, mm-hmm. our people here in the Tri-State. So I'm really excited to have this
opportunity. We've got some great local talent.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And the guests said, just so you know, just because you aren't one of our four teams, we're going to have canvases and paper and everything set up at Lazote so you can color or take home and create even after the event and just get it back to us and we'll submit it for you to the National Down Syndrome Congress. But I'm really excited to be able to do this. I think it's a great way to highlight the Tri-States, but I'm also really excited because there is an entry fee. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But share with me.
Okay. So the entry fee is simply that we want your quote unquote footprint on the heart of the community canvas that we're creating here in the Tri-States. And it's going to be at different local organizations and not your literal footprint. I do not want your stinky, smelly feet.
Leave your shoes on.
Please leave your shoes on. However, if you take your fist and you take that imprint and you put it in a little bit of paint and then you press it onto a canvas and you use your thumb or one of your fingertips mm-hmm. to make five dots, you create a footprint. And so we're asking all of our guests to be part of creating our community canvas, which we are submitting for the live auction, and we're very excited. I already talked to Amber Bauer from Rosewood. We're going to have her do the lettering, fearfully and wonderfully made in the center
love
of the heart.
Love that.
So
love that. And so everyone has a chance to go
national.
Absolutely.
And I love it because it's our Tri-States and it's our voice at that national level talking about what our people are doing and what our community is doing. This is not
down country event. This is a community event.
Exactly.
This is bringing everyone together because we are better together. Mm-hmm. When we unite, we can really do some great things. And that's exciting to me.
I agree. I think it's really, really exciting because because too often we find, I think, these little boxes like, mm-hmm. oh, well, that's individuals with quote unquote disabilities. Really? Because, you know,
no.
we
right.
all. And so I like this piece because everybody's coming together for one, you know, for the heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the
Absolutely.
Heart of the community. And I love the piece that it's with the Hannibal Arts Council. I love the fact that, Michael Gaines is going to be one of our celebrity artists. Oh, I don't know where that came from. I don't know why.
What
I just
are you
said
doing?
That. I know I'm not supposed to give away one of the surprises, but I'm excited. So I couldn't help it. But Hannibal Arts Council is really wonderful. If you haven't been down there lately, they're fabulous to work with and for, and so I'm excited with their help for the creation of the community heart. Because
they always do a great job.
They do a great job. And I can't believe it, but we're going to have to be right back, and we'll tell you more about the World Down Syndrome Day celebration on March 21st. Mark your calendars now. It's going to be a heck of a great time from 5:30 to 7:30, and we'll be right back. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Cocktails, canvases, and chromosomes. Join Down Country and celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lazote Lounge, 323 North Main Street in Hannibal. Free munchies and select beverages. Join the Hannibal Arts Council, Lazote Lounge, and Down Country with the celebrity and self-advocate art creatibration. Join Down Country in celebrating World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st. Every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Welcome back, gentlemen. Happy Sunday morning again to you. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty, co-host Keely Rager, and I told you we had a lot of surprises for you.
Woo-hoo!
We have April Azote with us, the owner of Lazote Lounge in Hannibal, where we're going to have our second annual World Down Syndrome Day celebration. April, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we are having a ball today, and I'm so grateful for you agreeing to be on the show. I mean, I really,
of course.
You know, part of what we do with the World Down Syndrome Day celebration is just trying to get the community really involved, and I have to say it's one of the things that I love about your place and what you're trying to do there. It really feels more like I'm going into my best friend's living room there than...
Oh, thank you, thank you.
It is a fabulous place, one of my favorites. So we are just thrilled that you keep letting us come back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You've let us host several events there at your place now.
And we love having you there.
Aw. Well, good. Well, we're excited. So April will be doing the food for the World Down Syndrome Day celebration. So there'll be free munchies there.
Mm, it's always so good.
Mm-hmm. It is so good. And then, you know, this is an event that you can, that kids can come and we'll have coloring and, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. I think last year, what did we have? About 150 people for the World Down Syndrome Day celebration in and out
yeah,
throughout the evening?
Yeah, it was super busy.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping.
We
I'm
had such hoping, a good turnout.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we get a 10 more this year, but
I say we shoot to double it at
hey,
least.
There you go. Well, I want her to have
go
to
big
him,
or go home,
bring
but don't go home.
Right.
Come to Liza's.
Anyway, so we were telling our listeners earlier about the art, you know, the teams with mm-hmm. the arts going on, but the Heart of the Community canvas that everybody's creating, I'm really excited about and excited for Hannibal Arts Council to be part of this. But, you know, since you've kind of come to Hannibal, you've been trying to do some really neat, I guess you've been working really hard to create a little piece of Hannibal heart right there. Can you
yes.
tell our listeners a little bit, not just about Lazote, but about 1924?
Yes, definitely. And actually, I actually just announced a new one a couple weeks ago, too, so I can talk about that as well. But so 1924... is a shop that I opened April of last year. And my goal for this shop was to work with younger girls in the community that had low self-esteem or maybe, you know, a bad home life or needing to go someplace with a creative outlet where they could go and not only meet other girls in the community, but a safe, creative, positive place where they could go even hang out with their friends. So a lot of the stuff that I sell there is stuff that we make. So we make bath bombs, body scrubs, bracelets. We make eco bags made out of recycled pillowcases, which are kind of cool to like take to the farmer's market or when you go shopping or whatever. And it was just a positive thing that I wanted to do for the community. And then I also started about a month ago called Fox Furniture and Home Decor. And this is something that I just truly love doing, fixing up old furniture, getting in new and selling it. But a lot of the proceeds I've been collecting from stuff I've sold from this has been going to helping families in the community. I've had people donate furniture. Over January, I had a family of seven that lost everything in a house fire. I mean, all of the kids lost all of their Christmas presents. So mm-hmm. I've been getting a good support from the community as far as like being able to help all these other people and just putting a positive vibe back in the world. I've always been the type of person my Nana raised me to always see the glass half full. And I'm a firm believer that you put more good out in the world and the world's going to be a less violent place. It's going to be a better place for everybody. And I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. when the world is trying to divide us is when we need to come together and be there for one another and have each other's back. So that's what this is all about. Between 1924 and Fox Furniture, just last week, I was able to help a woman and her 6 kids. And I had the firefighters here in town jumping and help and other people in the community jumping and help. And we all just come together as a community to help one another. And that's what it's all about, is giving back and being there for your neighbors and putting out more good in the world. So that's kind of a little bit of just of both. And then, of course, we have the lounge, which my 2-year anniversary was just last month. And I'm so thankful, grateful, and blessed to have people such as yourself, Kate, that constantly come down and host your parties there. We love having you, and I love having all the support from not only Quincy, where I'm from, but Hannibal, where the bar is located at. So if you haven't been in to see us, please come in, introduce yourself. I love meeting new people. So,
Well, I have a question. You were talking about your 1924, which I love what you're doing.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, this day and age with social media and the comparisons that that young women are under these days, it's a very difficult place to be when you have low self-esteem. And so I love
right.
this self place or this safe place. Do you host parties? Could someone come and bring their friends and have a party there?
Of course.
Love it.
And that was something that I've gotten message about when I first opened. And at that point in time, I had so much going on that we weren't offering at that time. And we have been now. Right now, my shop is actually closed during the wintertime, so now is actually the perfect time to be hosting parties. But something else that I forgot to mention, that is also another big part, not just along working with younger females, is when the shop is open spring, summer, and fall, on Saturday from noon until 3 p.m., we set up little craft tables in the driveway next to the shop. Arts and crafts, kids of all ages can come, you know, young toddlers come and their parents, you know, set them down in their diaper and they can finger paint birdhouses completely free. We have a jar that, you know, we say donations are welcome, but I just feel like there's not enough things downtown for kids to do. And, you know, mom and dad might be tired of walking around to the antique stores looking for something fun for the kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Arts Council is a great, great organization. And one of my best friends, Michael Gaines, runs that, you know, Michael really well.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer tons of kids activities. But sometimes they're all booked out, you know what I mean? Because it's such mm-hmm. a popular thing. So on Saturdays from noon to 3, we offer this where they can come in, get messy. We've got little stations set up where they can, you know, wash off when they're done and let their birdhouse or whatever dry and go walk around, go to the movies with mom and dad or wherever and come back and pick up their items. And it's been a fun, creative outlet for even younger kids to do, because I just feel like there's not enough kid-friendly activities downtown. So that's another fun thing that we offer as well, and that's for boys or girls of any age.
I love that. And I love to try new things and support people who are trying to do some good in this world. So you've
yes.
got my full support, and probably we'll get a phone call very soon.
Her wheels are turning. But, you know, I think earlier when you were talking, like, that's the piece I find so often, that people like to pigeonhole. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, stick people in these boxes. And especially here in our rural community, like, it's so important. Like, it's all interwoven. And one of the
mm-hmm.
things that I love about what April does with the lounge, with 1924, with her attempt at outreach, is it's everybody. It's little kids, it's seniors, it's people who maybe need a little bit of a helping up, it's individuals
right.
of all abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the piece is, actually, we are rural and we are small and we don't have room for those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to interweave and come
Absolutely.
Together. And
well, that's why I think it's so cool that we're doing World Down Syndrome Day at your location, April, because
yes.
you truly embody what we're trying to create here. Because World Down Syndrome Day, it brings us all together. It's
mm-hmm.
not just
Absolutely.
About Down Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's about bringing everyone together, all abilities, and that's what Down Country is all about. And so I love that you... I didn't
mm-hmm.
even know all of this, and my mind is blown. So
well,
I'm like,
you know,
this is just so cool that you all are pairing like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's sad is people, you know, it's not just about working with younger females or younger boys and girls, but you know, I feel like there's such a divide between, you know, older people and the younger generation
yes.
and everything. And, you know, Christmas, and I just did it actually on Valentine's Day, too, is, you know, I go around to the nursing homes and drop off cookies or Valentine's or Christmas. We did little packages, and you just sit and spend time with these. And
yes.
It gives them the opportunity, one, to sit and talk with somebody that some of these nursing home residents might not necessarily give visitors or haven't had one in a long time. And I feel like there's such a divide between, you know, the older generation and the younger generation, or, you know, the color of your skin. That doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, we all have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we all need to be there for each other and love one another. And I feel like if you put more positive out in the world, no matter your age or the color of your skin or whatever, it's that we all should love one another and mm-hmm. be there for one another. When the world is trying to divide us, that's when we need to come together.
Absolutely.
And show them we will not divide. We will go arm in arm, hand in hand, and be there for one another and create a positive, less violent world for everybody, you know, for the future.
Absolutely.
And that's what I feel like this is all about, is just putting out the positive, being there for one another, creating a positive place for everybody, a better world for everybody to live in.
Oh, I agree. And that, like, there couldn't be a better place to create the heart of the community
than
on March 21st.
Oh,
I love this. So if you're listening, all right, we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. But I want to thank all the listeners, and I want to thank April, because I don't think, I certainly couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the heart of the community, and we've got to come together. All right, this
yes,
is hashtag everyone. Talking about hashtag everything. We'll be right back.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about hashtag everything. April Keeley, would you like a little history on World Down Syndrome Day?
We would love a little
history. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So on this day, people with Down syndrome, those who live and work with them throughout the world, organize and participate in activities to raise public awareness and create a single global voice, I love that,
mm-hmm.
for the rights, inclusion, and well-being of people with Down syndrome. Now, it actually was started in 1990 by the French Association for Research on Trisomy 21. AKA Down syndrome, and they chose it as a symbolic date. It actually, after multiple different organizations began, it wasn't until 2005, on a theme from patient research, that they actually began to organize and create the International Day, because it's all over the world that
mm-hmm.
March 21st is recognized. And
hence World Down Syndrome.
Thank you so much. But anyway, after, you know, from 1990, and then the General Assembly of the UN recognized it in 2011. And that's when they decided,
wow.
And it wasn't until 2012. So, I mean, think about that. That's a long time before you actually can get that. Anyway, but I want to, I love this last phrase from the Secretary of General in 2012. When it says, or this is a direct quote from the Secretary General of the United Nations at that time on March 21st in 2012, And he says, on this day, let us reaffirm that persons with Down syndrome are entitled to the full and effective enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. Let us do our part to enable children and persons with Down syndrome to participate fully in the development of life of their societies on an equal basis of others. Let us build an inclusive society for all. But I love in here, at the same time that he said it, they talk about international organizations, civil society, non-government organizations, private sector, and the general public are to come together on March 21st. So, I mean, like, for me, this just speaks to what Keely was speaking about, what April was speaking about. You know, this is what World Down Syndrome Day is. It's about coming together as a community to celebrate, yes, on this particular day, individuals with Down syndrome, but truly all people. And it's about people helping people, because at the end of the day, you know,
we're all we have.
And absolutely.
You've got to lead in love. I mean, every minute of the day. And April, I think you said that best. And it may have been on air, or may have been on break. I don't remember which it was. But, you know, you mentioned that you want people to do a little good in the world. And that's what you're trying to do. And
yes,
I believe that's what Kate's trying to do. That's what I want to do. And I think if we all go with that goal of just doing a little bit of good and do it all at the same time, this world will be a much kinder, safer, loving place.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Down Country's slogan is that every child is a gift, every child can learn, and every child learns differently. But even though we're grown-ups or we're adults within the community, we are never, ever, ever too old to learn from each other. And, you know, I look at the changes that have occurred within my own family structure and my friendship structure as we've all learned together best ways to, you know, help my children, help my son, help. And we've all grown and worked together. And that's the beauty. It's so organic. I mean, it really is. I was on break. She said, you know, this is really what we're all called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that. I mean, I firmly believe. And for me, it's one of the reasons why I love this rural community so much is we are here to help each other. I mean, that's.
Well, and something else, and I don't know if it was the last Down Country event that you had where some of the kids with Down syndrome were there. And this is the thing is, at the end of the day, we all have a heart. And a couple of the kids that I met were such an inspiration to me. They're so happy and have such a love for life. And they are truly an inspiration to others about showing love and being happy and being so grateful for what they have. You know what I mean? And I feel like if we can just pass that on, everybody has a heart at the end of the day. These kids, other people in the community that I've helped, and I just feel like if we can pass that on, if we can just take the hate out of our heart and just come together as a community, just all over the world, it would be such a better place.
Yeah,
and
well,
these kids that I've met at your events are truly such an inspiration. They've literally brought me to tears because just the joy they have for life. They just, I mean, it makes my heart smile just how happy they are. And it's truly inspiring. It
well,
really is.
That's because you catch them on a good day. But anyway, they all like to party. So anyway, but I will say, you know, if you're listening and you've enjoyed the show and you want to come check out Lazate Lounge, but we can all start by coming in March 21st, Lazate Lounge, 5:30 to 7:30. Our winning artistic team endeavor will be announced at 7 p.m. And
yes,
we are so grateful to Lazate Lounge, the Hannibal Arts Council, and everyone. Please show up. Come enjoy, the more the merrier, and we can't wait to rock that extra chromosome.
Yes.
Absolutely. And
all
April,
right,
thank you so much for always
thank you for having
welcoming
me.
Us. All yes,
right.
Thank you for being here.
All right. All right, guys, I cannot believe it. Happy Sunday to you. Have a blessed day. Go out and do some good. And otherwise, this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We'll see you next week.
Lose your dreams, lose your
cocktails, canvases, and chromosomes. Join Down Country and celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lazote Lounge, 323 North Main Street in Hannibal. Free munchies and select beverages. Join the Hannibal Arts Council, Lazote Lounge, and Down Country with the celebrity and self-advocate art creatibration. Join Down Country in celebrating World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st. Every child is a gift, every child can learn, and every child learns differently.